Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning, Jungaya Raugwa. You're tuned into Coffee at KYUK with host Greg Kim. It's all yours, Greg.
Thanks, Eris. Good morning. Thanks for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning. I'm your host, Greg Kim. To try to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, Bethel City Council passed a mandate requiring anyone arriving at the Alaska Airlines terminal to either come in with a negative test result, get tested upon arrival, or quarantine for 14 days. That went to effect this Wednesday. So we're going to check in with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and the City of Bethel to see how the mandate is going. This morning we have YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges. Good morning, Dr. Hodges.
Good morning.
And Acting City Manager Lori Strickler. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
I believe we were trying to connect with Police Chief Richard Simmons, but I believe he has not come on the line yet. Iris, let us know if he comes on. We're going to start with Dr. Hodges. Dr. Hodges, I want to talk about how prepared YKHC is for this increase in the number of tests that would be done if everyone on the plane gets tested. In the last council meeting, YKHC said that its goal to have every passenger tested within 30 minutes, starting from when they get off the plane. And that's a great goal. What procedural changes is YKHC making to achieve that 30-minute goal?
Oh, thank you. That's a really great question. So this is a goal that we're going to strive for. It's not a promise or a guarantee. And to be perfectly honest, no one likes to wait in line. But if everyone's willing to collaborate, all passengers will be tested as efficiently and timely as possible in order to help keep our communities safe. And just a reminder that reducing the spread of COVID-19 in the YK Delta takes a collective effort. All of us have to sort of cooperate in order to reduce the spread of COVID in our region. But we believe this to be an extremely realistic goal. On any given day, we already test as many as 75% of the passengers. So this mandate will only increase our demand by 10 to 15 people on average. So we have a pretty efficient testing method right now that ensures that everyone can get through and get tested in less than 30 minutes. So we really firmly believe that this is a realistic goal. So as far as like things that might be set up at the airport to help facilitate this, that has to be that's the Alaska DOT or Alaska Airlines to do that. And just a small note, we're working on providing a testing connex for the winter that will decrease the amount of time that people have to wait in the outside elements. And we'll keep going and we'll make changes as much as we can as necessary to keep people as comfortable and safe as possible.
Okay. And another thing that YKHC mentioned in that Bethel City Council meeting was that there would be an increase in staff available who could administer that testing. Would that streamline things more at the airport, or is that just to relieve the staff who have been doing it every day?
A little bit of both. If you've been up there and seen how we do it, having one or two extra testers and people to help people with their forms and fill the forms out and get everything done certainly should help alleviate some of that sort of bottleneck that can happen in there.
Mm-hmm. Some people have mentioned on Facebook that the lines to get tested out in front of the airport are already causing congestion, and if they get longer, are you thinking about rerouting those at all?
Again, I think that the space that we work in has been granted to us by Alaska Airlines, and we would have to sort of defer to Alaska Airlines or DOT to see if there was a way to sort of increase the, or you know, move it or change the way it's done to decrease the congestion out there.
I see. Mm-hmm. In the winter, when it gets pretty cold, you mentioned that there's going to be a connex that could help people from having to stand out in the cold very long. Are there any concerns about the connex being in like one of the aspects of outdoor testing that YKHC has talked about being good is that there's less transmission outdoors. If people are standing inside in a Connex, is that an area for concern at all?
Oh, that's a really great question. So the Connexes that we have ordered and acquired are specially ventilated, and it'll be like a one-way walkthrough so that there'll be a decrease in the risk of contamination, and it will have excellent negative pressure ventilation. Testing outdoors is something that we will continue to strive for and do as often as we can, but realistically speaking, for those of you who are from here and have been outside in the winter, there's just no chance that that will be a safe way to do testing when it's really cold.
Gotcha. And some people are concerned about test results taking too long to return. You mentioned that on average, positive test results come back within 3 days, but that the negative results are sometimes taking longer than a week. And I'm trying to understand how that could be so.
Oh, that's a really great question. And first of all, I want to address the initial part, the concern about timely receipt of testing results. That's a very, very valid concern, and we're also concerned with that, and we continuously work with our the lab that we send things to in Anchorage to make sure that we can improve our turnaround time as best we can. But it is, in fact, not really in our control because a lot of it happens with increased demanding for testing statewide. So the difference in notification between positive and negative results has to do with prioritization. So a positive result is considered a critical value. So the lab in Anchorage, no matter what time of the night or day that that lab is finished, that lab notifies me or one of my coworkers right away. So I get calls all times of the night or day about a positive test result. The negative test results are not considered critical values, and those come in batch secure faxes to our lab, and then are gone through and entered into the computer. So they batch them, they send them to us, we get them and result them. So that's why there's a difference in the notification of the positive and the negative results. Does that make sense? So the labs are finished at the same time. It's just the notification that's different.
Oh, that's interesting. That means that the bottleneck is not in running the test. The bottleneck is in kind of the process that happens after the result comes back. Because for that to be the case, you'd have to run all the test samples within 3 days to find out if they're positive or negative. The bottleneck, it sounds like, is an administrative process that happens after the result is found out.
Right. So keep in mind that these tests are run on large molecular analyzers in Anchorage that will come out with hundreds of tests after a batch is run. So once the batch is run on the machine, and they're not all going to be batched from YKHC results, right? So they're going to be running tests from all over the state. So they come out in large batches. So their lab has to process the results as well. And then once we get the batch results, we have to process them and to get them entered into the electronic health record. So that's a really good a point for everyone to know. But the good news about the positives is that they do call us right away. So when the results come off the lab, I can actually tell about the approximate time when the labs are coming off, because I start getting calls right around that time when they're done processing them.
Mm-hmm. And this is looking kind of on the longer time horizon, but Jim Sweeney at YKHC mentioned that YKHC is looking into getting its own molecular analyzer, which could run its own test samples in Bethel, maybe cutting down on that administrative mm-hmm. processing time. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, that will cut it down immensely. So once we get this machine here and get it installed and validated, we'll be able to do those large batches by ourselves. And so that would change the turnaround time to less than 2 days, we think. So that means that when we get the sample and process it, we run it on the machine, and then the results will come out, and then there won't be any of that communication back and forth or shipping of the sample, physical shipping of the sample into Anchorage.
Hey, Greg, mm-hmm. we have Richard on the other line.
Okay, thank you, Iris.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Jim Sweeney also mentioned that it would be until maybe March of next year that YKHC could obtain its own molecular analyzer. That's because, one, it costs around $400,000, and because it's such a large machine that they're having to do some work inside the hospital to accommodate that machine. So I just want the audience to know that he did say it would be until March before YKC could have its own machine. Now, one thing that I'm sure people are curious about is that this mandate has been in place for two flights now, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Dr. Hodges, have you seen, has YKC seen an increase in the number of people testing off of these flights? And is it anywhere near 100% compliance?
That's an excellent question. And as of yet, the notification to incoming passengers, either by announcement on Alaska Airlines or by signs being placed in the airport, I don't think that people are aware that it is a mandatory testing. So as of yet, we have not seen a dramatic increase. We still have that same about 50 to 75% currently that are being tested, but we're working closely with the city of Bethel to make sure that the announcements get done on when the flight lands, so that people are aware and that there's signage appropriate in Alaska Airlines terminal letting people know. And I think it's also important to mention at this time that testing is not a replacement for quarantine. So while we are very, very happy about this testing mandate, it's still really important that people don't get a false sense of security with a negative test, and people just have to continue to practice all of our known public health measures for prevention of the spread of COVID as well.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I'm going to turn to questions about how the city is gaining compliance with this testing mandate. And Dr. Hodges, you raised a really good point. First of all, in order for people to follow a testing mandate, they need to know that it exists. So first of all, Lori, I'm wondering how the city is advertising to people coming into Bethel that testing is now mandatory.
Thank you, Greg. And just to clarify, the ordinance went into effect 48 hours after adoption. So yesterday was actually our first mandatory flight. And I'm surprised to learn that the Alaska Airlines landing announcement doesn't yet include notice that it is mandatory. We did reach out to Alaska Airlines to provide them information of the council's emergency order, so I'll be following up with them today with that. We're also working with our local agencies and businesses to let them know that this is a mandatory requirement now. And as we're a small community and a lot of the passengers that are flying in are contractors and essential services that are working very closely with our community agencies and organizations and businesses, we're hoping that we can use their support to help spread the news of the mandate. We're also ordering signs to be placed outside. We haven't received authorization to put notices inside of the Alaska Airlines terminal yet. We've updated our city's website, which is also linked on the state of Alaska's COVID restrictions page, to provide notice to those travelers coming into the region that there are new travel mandates. We've worked with KYUK and anticipate having notices available to the public through the radio broadcast later on today. And we're working on additional promotional materials to provide, just general information about just not just the travel mandate, but the mask mandate as well.
Okay, that's a robust advertising program. Now, this next question, it might be a question for Police Chief Simmons. Hello, Police Chief Simmons.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good, how are you? So this next question is about how the city is enforcing the testing mandate. Is it enforcing it at all?
Well, as of right now, we haven't had to take any action. I want folks to understand that are listening at home is that as far as the sworn personnel that the police department has, we only have 12 sworn police officers for this entire city for everything that happens. So what you're not going to see is a police officer sitting at the airport looming over people. It's going to be like anything else. We're going to rely on the vast majority of citizens to do what they're supposed to do because they know they're supposed to do it. And those exceptional cases when people don't, folks will call us in and we'll investigate it just like any other violation of city ordinance. It's not going to be something that you're going to see us trying to lift some sort of heavy hand at folks. This is going to be just like everything else. Most people are going to do what they're supposed to do, and as the word gets out, you're going to see voluntary compliance creep up just like you should. What's been real interesting is after this ordinance has passed, we have received no calls into the 911 center or anything else for any of the masking stuff, much less the testing at the airport. And so there hasn't been a large rush against, you know, looking for enforcement action.
Well, thank you, Chief Simmons, on that. One way that the city is trying to gain compliance with this testing mandate is that the Bethel City Council said that cab drivers are now required to check when passengers before passengers get on at the airport, get in their cabs at the airport, that they either have a negative test result or that they have a testing receipt that they just tested with YKHC at the airport. Now, I'm curious, has the city communicated with cab companies regarding that new requirement?
Yes, we have. We obviously the PD, in part of its purview, was dealing with the administrative duties concerning all cabs. So the administrative assistant here in the PD is responsible for that. She's already passed that information out to the owners of the cab drivers. They also have signage that they can post in their cabs and that they can inform their passengers and have the ability to point to stuff and show people the specific rules that they're required to comply with. And again, if we receive complaints that there's non-compliance or people specifically trying to skirt the rules, then we'll look into those just like we will any other investigation.
Definitely. Have the cab company owners mentioned whether they have they given the okay saying that they would comply with that requirement?
I haven't. I didn't talk to them specifically, but it wasn't, there was no word passed back to me that any of them balked at the idea. I think they're more interested in doing what they're supposed to do as well. And their personal views aside, they're going to go ahead and comply so that they can continue their business, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, the state has a hotline for if people are not following state mandates regarding COVID-19. I'm wondering if Bethel also has a specific hotline for reporting people who aren't following the testing mandate when they come into the city.
Lori, you want to field that one?
Sure. So at this point, we don't have a dedicated phone line for the reporting or concerned outreach for the compliance of the mandate, no. But we do have on the city's website, we have a report a problem link. It's on the homepage. So people can go into that site, and we modified it yesterday to allow for the response of that to be confidential, so you don't have to include your name if you wanted to provide a report there. Identify what the situation is, what the concern is, and that will be distributed to the appropriate department. We also have initiated a specific email address for COVID mandate concerns, and that email address is wecare@cityofbethel.net. So that will be distributed to both myself and the chief if emails come in. And I think with us being a small community, all of us are pretty accessible. I've already received a number of calls about questions of people flying into Bethel, and what the travel mandates mean for them, what the quarantine mandates mean for them. And so, you know, we're just going to continue to work with individuals as questions and concerns come in.
Definitely. Okay, well, that's all the time we have. I just want to give a big thank you to Dr. Ellen Hodges of YKHC, Acting City Manager Lori Strickler, and Police Chief Richard Simmons for coming on the show with us this morning. You've been listening to how YKHC and the City of Bethel is going to manage the new airport testing mandate. I'm Greg Kim, your host this morning on Coffee at KYUK. Now, back to you, Iris.
Oyana, Greg, and everyone who listened to Coffee at KYUK.
Hello, I'm Daisy Thompson from Bethel. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.